Our learning should be in Tzchus, Rufus Shlema, Tegitzah, from Victoria, Yehudas, Paschai, Pharaoh, Pinka, Basasar, Malka, Pesoch, Shachal, Yisrael. Three questions. Three questions worth one Yisod. First question is, usually on a leap year, or even on a regular year, Parshas Noso is always read the Shabbos after Shavuos. And Rabbi Simon always asks, always likes to say, from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kosher Glover Rebbe, one idea, if you want to see why we read Parshas Noso, look in the Eretz Tzvi. The question is, why do we Parshas Noso right after Shavuos? Why? What's the connection? What's the something connecting Shavuos and to Noso? Second question. Medrash brings down, Bereishis Rabba, the following thought. How was Klal Yisrael zochet to Berachas Kohanim? Meheichon zochet Yisrael to Berachas Kohanim? The Medrash goes on. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Me'avram. Yehuda tells us what we learned from Avram Avinu. We were zochet to the bracha of Berachas Kohanim from Avram Avinu. So the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Ko Yeh Zarecha. Right? So Ko Savarchu for Klal Yisrael says the Berachas Kohanim that with these words you should be zochet to be able to bless Klal Yisrael with. So Ko and Ko, the Medrash wants to say things come together. The Medrash goes on and says, Shebirchos Kohanim Srichel Yos Mitoch Ava V'Chibel Klal Yisrael. Birchos Kohanim has to come from a tremendous love and admiration from the Kohanim to Klal Yisrael. Sheyakiru Chashivusam V'Yashbucham Hadvaram V'Vuar. That Mamish, the people, the Kohanim giving the brachas really have to feel the tremendous love for Klal Yisrael when they give it. So the second question is, on this Medrash, what's the connection between Avraham Avinu at this time? Ko Savarchu, Ko Yezarecha, this will be your children will be like the stars of Shemalech or Shpachot as Avraham Avinu, and we only zochet to have Birchos Kohanim through Avraham Avinu. What's the connection? And finally, the third idea, Rabbi Simon writes, this is all really from Imre Baruch, just we put it a little out of order. The third idea is as follows. Gemara says in Megillah, Chav Zayim and Beis, Taminim and Rabbi Lezer and Shemuel came to him and said, Rabbi, Rebbe, with what were you zocha to have a long life? And you know what he said? He said, I was a Kohen. Lo nasati kabai below bracha. So I never benched, I never gave a Birchas Kohanim without a bracha. I mean, you never did Birchas Kohanim. Every Kohen needs to do the bracha. Every Kohen, you can't do Birchas Kohanim without a bracha. So what is he saying here? What is Rabbi Lizar ben Shmuel saying? That I only gave the bracha, that I never, the reason why I lived a long life is because when I did Birchas Kohanim, I made a bracha. Every Kohen, every Kohen has to make a bracha to do Berachas Kohen. So three questions. I know you like to repeat them. The first question is, why is Naso the right after Shabbos after Shavuos? The second question is, what's the connection between Avraham Avinu and we only zochet to Berachas Kohen through Avraham Avinu? Finally, the third question is, if Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel had a long life because he never made a, he always did Berachas Kohen with a bracha, what does it mean? Is there a type of Berachas Kohen without a bracha? So let's go in order here. Actually, we're going a little out of order, but not hafuchu. We're going to go to the second question first. Why is it that Avraham Avinu was the connecting? Why is it the connection between Ko and Ko? So Rabbi Simon quotes from the Baal Shem Tov. It's the Yortzer position on Shavuos. The Baal Shem Tov says an incredible thing. I think we spoke about this. He says, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing Avraham Avinu? He was showing him the stars. He was showing him all the stars in Shemayim. So it says the Baal Shem Tov, just like a star looks. You go outside, and you look at a star, especially in the summertime, you know. Stars are so beautiful, especially when you go up to camp and you look in the stars. They look like they're nothing. They look like there's some small dot in the world, some small dot in the heavens. But if you get on a plane, and you get on a helicopter, not a helicopter, you probably won't make it with a helicopter, but if you get on some rocket ship and you go close to that star, the star is burning with fire. It's huge. It says the Baal Shem Tov, every Jew, Nirim Ketanim Lamata Ba'olam Hazeh, they look like they're Ketanim. They look small, but what? But really, they're so great. They're so big. So what's the connection between Avraham Avinu and Berachas Kohanim? Berachas Kohanim has to be done with a sense of love. That the bracha that we know that the Kohanim make on, with the brought down Shulchan Aruch, or Chayin Samin Kuv Chavches, the Varech is Amo Yisrael, but Ashek, and Shem, but Tujas, and Sha'aron, and they bless it with the holiness of Amo, but Sivano, the Varech is Amo Yisrael, but Avo. And you have to bless them with tremendous love. Doesn't every bracha have to be with love? But Berachas Kohanim is the ultimate bracha of love. It's the ultimate bracha that a Kohen gets up there. It's brought down by Poskim, brought down by the Magen Avram, that only Magen Avram in the same simon, in simon kuf chav ches. If a Kohen has an issue with someone in the shul, or someone in the shul has an issue with him, he's not allowed to tuch. I know. Remember, a Weinberger once said a very funny story. He said he was in yeshiva once, and I'm thinking Eretz Yisrael. And he said that there was a Sephardi Kohen, and he was making Yod HaBracha, And he brings the Levarach as a Mo Yisrael Ba'ava. And he had something against one of the guys in the yeshiva. So after he said the word Ba'ava, he said, Chutz, except from this guy. And suddenly they stopped, and the Rosh Yeshiva got up, and he brought this down on the platform. It's like a hilarious maysa. If you have an issue with someone, you can't, you mamish. The whole essence of the Berachos Kohanim is the Cheshivas of Ava, of Ava Yisrael. So says the Baal Shem Tov. Really, Rabbi Simon really extrapolates this. You want to know why? Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu was showing, HaKadosh Baruch was showing Avraham Avinu, each one of his children are going to be in such a special level. And that is the essence of Berachos Kohanim. The Kohanim have to love every single Jew for who they are. Tremendous idea. The third question. What was the third question? Why was Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua? He said, I got a long life because I never made a bracha. I never made Berachos Kohanim without a bracha. Says the Rebbe, the Leib Simcha, one of the Gera Rebbes. It's brought down to the Sefer Paras Yosef. You want to know what it means? Of course it means every Kohen can't make the Berachos Kohanim without the bracha. It wasn't the Amir, but it was the Kiyum. Meaning he didn't just say it, says the Gera Rebbe. He lived it. You want to know how I lived a long life? The Meharach the Yomim, V'lona Sati Kapai below bracha. Doesn't mean that of course every Kohen makes a bracha. It means I lived the bracha. I lived Avos Yisrael. I cared about every Jew. I looked at them as the stars. They might look small. They're just davening a mincha or learning a Rashi here, but I don't understand who they are. They're the prince, they're the princess of their Ribono Shel Olam. So why is it now? Finally, come back to our first question. Why is it this that this is the Shabbos after Matan Torah? Because Matan Torah is the time where we're on such a tremendous level. Each one of us came together with such Avos Yisrael. Parshas Noso is the stamp. It's we're making sure that Avos Yisrael continues. The new Matan Torah. That's very important that we take upon the Torah to be able to learn new and fresh. But if we're not caring for each other, we're not learning with each other, there's no Ava with each other, then it means nothing. So now I just want to end up with two or three stories. One story brings down Parshas Noso, because Parshas Noso talks about Berachos Kohanim. Berachos Kohanim talks all about the Inyan of Avos Yisrael. First Ma'aseh, Rabbi Simon brought down only Parshas Bamidbar, but I thought it was such a tremendous lesson. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is once asked to be Masada Kedushin at a wedding. And what happened was, he came to the wedding, and it happened to be that Rav Shach was also at the wedding. You know, going back and forth, who's supposed to be Masada Kedushin? It happened to be that Rav Shach was the Talmud's Rebbe. He was in Panovich. Rav Shlomo Zalman was the Kala's uncle. And they're going back and forth, who should be the Masada Kedushin? Finally, it was getting out of hand. Rav Shlomo Zalman said, "You're going to be the Masada Kedushin." Rav Shach said, "No, you're the Kala's uncle. You have a closer connection." So Shlomo Zalman said, with only Shlomo Zalman's his care and sensitivity, he said, "I'm the uncle, but you're the father." Right? We know Chazal tells from last week's parsha that someone who learned Torah, someone teaches Torah to someone, you're not just considered the Rebbe, you're considered your father. Such Ava. Right? I'm sure he knew this girl much longer. He knew his niece much longer than Rav Shach knew this Talmud. There was a sense of sensitivity, sense of care. Another, the second Maisa. I heard this a couple times over Yantif, but I think it's very important to say over. There was an editor in a Detroit newspaper who once told a certain rabbi that he was the editor. He says, I'm going to just let you know, I have such a karsa tov to the Jewish people. I'm going to make sure that there's never going to be any anti-Israel, anti-Eretz Israel pieces in my newspaper. Rabbi said, it's so nice of you. Can you just tell me why? I remember the story. I forgot who said it, but I remember. So the story goes, this guy said, when my mother came to America, she said she was, you know, she was working in a Jewish person's house. And what happened was, the week before Christmas, this Jewish family went away. And then she stayed in the home to take care of things and this and that. She thought how special it would be that when her master, when the person who she works for, her boss, comes home, that he would have his house decorated with Christmas trees and with a beautiful, December 25th, garments, whatever. And what happened was, he said, "This is what happened." He said, "My boss was driving, and I noticed that he went around the block a couple of times. I didn't know why." And he finally realized that was his house. He came in, and he quickly saw what had happened. He said, he saw that my mother made a tremendous mistake. She didn't know, and he said very kindly and very politely, "I just want to let you know. That was the nicest thing that someone's ever done for us. It was so caring, so kind of you. But in Judaism, we don't do those things. But thank you so much. It's one of the nicest things." He could have easily just blown her off and tell her how ridiculous you are. Who do you think you are? What are you doing? He did it in such a caring, such a nice thing. He literally said that was the nice thing. I'm going to make sure now, I'm the editor of this joint newspaper, there's never going to be anything anti. Because the Jewish people are Bashanim, Kondi Chasanim. Their essence is good. Their essence is to be able to see the good other people. And finally, the third story we heard from that Lubavitch rabbi from in the Shtibel. I forgot the name of the captain. Remember the name of the captain? What was the name? His name was... was that the rabbi's name? Or was that the...
The soldier, he didn't say the name of the
soldier. Right, so the story goes, there was a soldier who was an army base in somewhere in America, and he was getting deployed during the Vietnam War. Happened to be that his parents were also Holocaust survivors, and he brought down...
Vietnam or Korean War?
Oh, no, Korean War. Excuse me, Korean War, not Vietnam, Korean War. And what happened was he got a letter of that he's being discharged to go to the Korean War. He had three letters, and he brought to his commanding officer, and he said, the first two letters are letters from my parents' doctors, that if I go to war, it's physically and mentally, emotionally going to hurt them, and it's going to cause them to deteriorate. Just imagine that this child was their Ben Yochid, you know, Holocaust survivors, tremendous love for their child. Finally, the third letter was his letter of deployment. Is there anything you could do? He says to the sergeant, anything you could do. The sergeant says to the Jewish soldier, war means war, and that's what it's all about. But please let me, he's the chap, no, he said, yeah, he goes to the chaplain, not to the general, excuse me, he went to the Jewish, the rabbi in the camp. Rabbi, is there anything you could do? The rabbi said, war means war, but tomorrow I'll do what I can. That was on a Friday. Shabbos morning, it wasn't just a little thing that he was able to do. He had to walk 6 miles to get to the head of the general, the head of the camp, and it was a far walk, 6 miles, and he walked there, and the rabbi walked to the chaplain, and he went over there. He says, you know, there's this Jew who his parents are Holocaust survivors, and they can't have been going in the Korean War. So Rabbi, war means war. Just like, and he tapped him on his lapels with his luchos, and he says, just like this is etched into stone, war means war. I'm so sorry, he's pulling out tomorrow. So he escorted the chaplain out. The general escorted the chaplain out, and he said to him, "Like, where's your jeep?" So he said, "No, it's my Sabbath today. It's my Shabbos. We're not allowed to drive." So the head general, the head colonel, turned back to the chaplain and said, "You walk here 6 miles on a chance? On a chance that I would say yes? On a chance? 6 miles each way, not only one way, but 6 miles. 6 plus 6 is 12 miles. On a chance? Come back inside." He immediately ran to the telephone. And he calls up someone who's in charge of the discharge. He said, "I just want to let you know, this soldier so and so, he's not coming. He's not going to the Korean War. I want him to be discharged to Randall's Island or something island down in New York. Not Randall's Island, not Roosevelt, but in some island in New York where things will be much calmer. And I'm giving an obligation that he should also visit his parents once Governor's Island. I want to make sure he should be Zocha, that he should be there at the Governor's Island. He's not going to the Korean War." And he has a commandment to visit his parents at least once a week. This general saw the avos Yisrael from this chaplain, right? Klal Yisrael has an amazing have an amazing connection together. We should be zochem et Hashem to remember these three ideas: the idea of the Baal Shem Tov, that every Jew is so special. That even just like a star looks like they're so far away, we're such on a great level. And that's the connection between Ko and Ko. Why are we only zochem? The Medjur says to have Berachas Kohanim from Avraham Avinu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Avraham Avinu how special every Jew is at the time when he brought him out and took him to the sky. And that's what it's all about. And that's why, well, Rabbi Luzer and Shimon the Gemara said, why was he zochet to live a long life? Not because he just said the Berachas Kohanim at the Bracha, but he lived it. His whole life was the essence of Avos Yisrael. And that's the reason why we have this Parsha of Parshas Noso, which includes Berachas Kohanim, the message of Avos Yisrael. Because you have to be zochah to take the kedusha, the avos Yisrael, that we were zochah to gain a matan Torah, Hashem to infuse that into our lives. So you should be zochah to live with these messages of avos Yisrael, to remember the meisters of Shomel Zaman, remember the editor in Detroit, and finally the chaplain and the soldier in the army, the tremendous avos Yisrael that got this soldier not to give up to go to the Korean War, but to be in a much safer place. You should be zochah to Bez Hashem, to care for each other, to be sensitive to each other. Bez Hashem, we do this. We'll be zochah to be in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh, Bez Hashem, Yisparach Shkoich. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.